This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States, taking the oath of office for his second term. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. last night. Cannons were fired in salute as "Hail to the Chief" played. J.D. Vance took the oath as Vice President, administered by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. In his inaugural address, President Trump declared a national energy emergency to help power lower prices, a key campaign promise. The new president also pledged to direct his cabinet to use their vast powers to reduce the cost of goods. He vowed to put America first as he marked the beginning of a new chapter for the country, declaring that golden age of America begins right now under his leadership.
We will stand bravely, we will live proudly, we will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans, the future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Vowing to immediately overhaul the trade system to protect American workers and families, the president also stated that they will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich their citizens. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar represented India at the event, which was attended by several foreign leaders and notable business leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated President Donald Trump for taking over as the 47th President of the United States of America. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to working closely together once again to benefit both countries and to shape a better future for the world. Union Ministry of Tribal Affairs will organize the National Conference of DM on PM Janman at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Tribal Affairs Minister, Jewal Oram, and Minister of State for Tribal Affairs, Durga Das Oike, also attended the conference. The focus of the conference will be on 6 crore areas under the Abhiyan, including rural development, Awas and roads, hostels, schools, drinking water, operationalization of Anganwadis, and the operationalization of multi-purpose centers. The conference aims to share best practices and facilitate progress in districts that have significant potential for improvement. A total of 699 candidates have been left in the fray for 70 seats after withdrawal of candidatures for the Delhi Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last day to withdraw nominations. The highest number of 23 candidates are in the New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. Republic Day Parade 2025 is set to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess, with the special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and the Jan Bhagidari. This year, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the parade. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh announced that a 160-member marching contingent and a 190-member band contingent from Indonesia will participate in the parade at Kartavya Path alongside contingents from Indian Armed Forces. Senior officials from the External Affairs Ministry and the Government of Uttar Pradesh held an interactive session with foreign journalists to discuss various aspects of the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025. The officials provided insights into the spiritual, cultural and economic significance of the event. The program took place yesterday in New Delhi. During the interaction, representatives from Uttar Pradesh government emphasized that Mahakumbh 2025 is set to surpass other major global events in terms of attendance. At the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, the quarterfinal lineups have been confirmed in the mixed doubles event. The Indo-China duo of Rohan Bopanna and Chang Shuai will face the Australian pair of John Peers and Olivia Gadecki at Shaw Court Arena in Melbourne this morning. In the men's singles, reigning Olympic champion Novak Djokovic of Serbia is said to take on four-time Grand Slam winner Carlos Alcaraz of Spain at Rod Laver Arena today. In the second edition of the ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India will face host Malaysia in the Group A fixture at the Beaumont Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur today. And the match is scheduled to start at noon, and that is the end of this news bulletin.